Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think Mark Stoops should be fired, but they're not going to at Kentucky because his buyout is way too much. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Kentucky's next up for Georgia. We talk about these coaches that are on the hot seat, specifically in the SEC, Mike. Of course, Napier is one of them. But as Kentucky rolls in here 2-2, and they got beat up by South Carolina last week, they have quarterback issues. Georgia is PO'd, and everything that Georgia does well, Kentucky doesn't. And I just feel like this is a game, not just a get-right game, but also one of these games where Georgia is not going to start off slow. It's been one of the things that we've all talked about. So as we talk about this matchup, it's a noon start. That concerns you, though, right?
Well, I mean, look, they don't really have the offensive firepower to do anything like what Tennessee did.
No.
Or certainly what Alabama did with those two, like, you know, Olympic-level wide receivers. But, you know, if it's still a noon game, are you coaching angry? Are the players angry? Everybody's angry. They've heard the chatter. I don't know. Real quick, just about Mark Stoops, it gets back to that same question we used to have about, you know, Georgia Tech with Paul Johnson. I brought this up to Carl earlier. Some Tech fans felt, well, back in the pre-NIL transfer portal world, this is as good as it gets, and every 4 or 5 years, you know, the class will come to fruition, and you can win 10 or 11 games and, you know, and go beat, you know, and win an Orange Bowl, or beat an Iowa, something like that. But I don't think most fans are satisfied with that. Is that what Kentucky is? Because Mark Stoops has like two of the 10-win seasons. You got to go back to like Bear Bryant to find any better. So I like the guy.
And that got him in a huge extension and this big buyout.
He was the DC for Jimbo Fisher back in the day. He left. He built the Florida State defense that won the championship in 13, went out to Kentucky. But I don't know, man. I mean, 10 wins in 18, to your point, 10 wins in 21, 7-6, 7-6, 4-8. It's just, are you going to do, like Arkansas, their own athletic director came out and said, we ain't got the money. Mm-hmm. So is Kentucky people going to funnel that basketball money to the football program? Is that what it takes to get the better quarterback? Because remember what they had last year, they picked up Vandegrift when he left Georgia?
Yes.
Didn't amount to anything.
No. And
you need some stars in there.
And the guy they have now is hurt. They got a backup in there who played last week, and Zach Calzada is the guy. But Cutter Bowley doesn't get the job done. Here's the thing that I would tell you. Do Tech fans feel better right now about where their situation is with their football program? Mike, the money is the money. The new age of where college football is, right? You've got to create and make sure you are getting the right players in. Everybody, allegedly, is spending the same amount. Schools are paying players. We know what the situation is. But Brent Key has a lot of Tech fans believing that this is moving in the right direction. That has to do with your coach. That has to do with not being mediocre. The last three seasons has been very mediocre. So even though you've got those 10-win seasons on your belt or on your resume, you're not building on it. And how often do we talk about building on it? You can't go 4-8 and just accept that in the SEC where it's the most competitive college football league in the country.
Especially when you look at what Vandy's doing now.
Correct. So when you look at that, and by the way, that's a big rivalry. That's a big rivalry. Tennessee's a big rivalry. You've got to get a better coach. That's where I'm at, but that has nothing to do with the Dogs winning tomorrow. That's just my personal opinion.
But you know, Kentucky,
they keep asking me for money.
Because Carl's daughter's going there. And that's the thing about Kentucky, the trademark Kirby, we got the soundbite. You know, they're physical. You know, they want to run the ball and all that. The only question we had, we spent a lot of time on this in our pick segment. You can rewind to 340 on the Odyssey app. But you and I were talking about Kirby's number and how he is against the spread. 9-22-1 against the spread since the start of 23 and really struggles covering the big double-digit numbers. I mean, And by the way, a guy hit me up on the text line. Jimmy's like, what do you have against Georgia? No, I'm not. We're all pulling for Georgia. You know they're going to win the game. The question is, they cover the 19.5.
Yes.
And I think if they start doing that, then I'll start betting them again. But this is a game I think a lot of folks, certainly Vegas, would like to see them get right. And I think there's some money that has moved on. I guess the number came down. So a lot of folks bet Kentucky the last couple days.
Look, the Dogs are not dynamic when you talk about offensively. They're 47th in the country in scoring. Sounds crazy, right? Because they're scoring 34.5 points a game. They didn't do that against Alabama, but that's on average through the season so far. If you told me they were going to score 35 points, that's great. Here's the kicker. If you're going to be a national contender, you've got to be above that 40-point mark. We've seen it. The big dynamic offenses are able to put up a lot of points. They haven't shown that. So when you're 47th in the country, Mike, even though you got all these athletes, you went out and invested in wide receivers, right? You say, what's going on? They are going to be all right, but I think that's the part about this that hasn't really clicked in yet. We saw it early on, and everybody said, oh, they're not going to show you everything. Then you get in a big game, and you go, what's going on? You've got to, at some point, get it rolling. And I thought they called, you said it, in the Tennessee game, they called a great game. Bobo did a great job, but they're 72nd in the country in passing. They're only averaging 228 yards. Mike, Tennessee, Ole Miss, they're throwing 400 yards a game.
And I saw somebody sent me a stat today that said that Gunnar Stockton has got like the, again, PFF, I know you can take it with a grain of salt, but he's got one of the highest ratings for like the deep ball.
Makes sense.
But he only throws three of them a game.
That's the problem.
Which gets us back to, you know, why'd you spend the money on Noah Thomas where apparently you got other guys that are better? That's what Connor Riley told us, at least to the mind of the coaching staff. Zach Branch is a rock star. Zach Branch makes things happen. Yep. How are you not getting him more touches? You know, one of the things, the byproduct of this week against Alabama, Chauncey Bowens is, there's your guy. And until Frazier stops with the oopsies, you really can't trust him. So you got some good things going. You're not defined by the season. There's a lot of football to be played. But one thing Connor Riley told us on Tuesday, he always felt there was a ceiling that maybe you make the playoffs, but he felt this team was so young. And in the old days, Georgia is like, you know, not that Kirby would say it, but the adage, you know, we don't retool, we reload. But can you really do that in this day and age with the depth, or you know, the issues with depth we talked about and NIL and all that? So now this is where the coaching comes in. The point I'm making is coach them up, and then these guys will play better, make better decisions, put them in a place to succeed, be more aggressive in the first quarter. Don't get down 14-0. Do that to Ole Miss. You'll have the same result.
I agree. And by the way, Georgia Tech's off this week. That's so they get a chance to kind of regroup. But listen, after their big win last week, look, their future is right in front of them. You talk about having everything you want to accomplish right in front of you. Georgia Tech, you've got that, but they get a break. But as far as Georgia's concerned, let's hear Kirby talk about the Kentucky game. And he's right. Look, last year was there. Kentucky plays them to the end. They had a chance, Mike. You walk out of there with 2 points. Dogfish are like, what the hell is going on, right? They had different dudes on that team, and that was a home game for Kentucky. That's not the case tomorrow.
Right. All right, guys. It's on to Kentucky for us. Our guys are fired up, got work done yesterday, and a bunch of them came in. And I think when you see our guys, you realize how invested they are when they hurt. It's good when guys hurt because you hurt relative to how invested you are in something. So I know our guys will have good energy today for a really, really – it's always the most physical game when we play these guys because philosophically they believe in running the ball. We believe in running the ball. Those two things hit head-to-head when we play them.
But that's a testament to Mark Stoops, to your point about the physicality. Like, right. Okay, that's your trademark.
Elko is the same kind of thing with Texas A&M.
Right. Like you know defensively, hey, this is how it's going to be. We're going to hit them. Great. Problem is you need playmakers in this league, and they just don't have enough of them. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, man, let's go around the SEC. What do you think is going to happen with Alabama? Alabama,
yes.
And Vandy. Is there going to be a letdown after all the things that happened in Athens on Saturday night on national TV? The number right now, Dave, I'm looking at 11.5.
It went up.
So
it was 10.5.
It's up to 11.5. FanDuel's got it at 12.5, by the way.
Crimson Tide.
Crimson Tide at home at Bryant-Denny. You know, Pavia has been talking all that noise, but again, generally he backs it up.
He does.
And you know, as we just talked about, the kind of talent gap that Vandy's found a way to close, and I could imagine Alabama circled this date. But human nature for some of those young men to have a little bit of a letdown after the Georgia game. I'm not saying they're going to – well, I don't know. I don't know about covering 11.5. I think Bama wins. But what? How do you see this one playing
out? So, remember last year, and this is the kicker, Vandy was a 3-touchdown underdog. It was last year. And ultimately, I think it was they won that game. I want to say 40 or 35 or something of that nature. Bottom line is this, Mike. Vandy's a really good football team. We are about to find out about Clark Lee's football team for real. If the Alabama shows up that we saw last week against Georgia, it's going to be a long afternoon, especially offensively, okay? But I do think Vandy can score on them.
Right.
I do think Alabama's vulnerable to give up some points. This is not a shutdown defense. This isn't, you know, back in 2011 when they were giving up 10 points a game when Kirby was the DC. That's not this Alabama. So I think that Pavia and the Vandy Commodores are going to score points. My question is, I don't think they can stop them. I don't think they can slow down Ty Simpson and those wide receivers. That's going to be the issue.
Right. And by the way, Data, you took the under in this game?
Yeah, I took the under. I think I took it at, hold on. Oh, I put my paper up. I think 56. It was 55, right?
Yeah, it's, wow, that
well,
one up
too. It was 55 at when I took it, yeah.
With 56 and a hey now. And by the way, Carl and I, we bounce around the SEC. We spent a lot of time on this today. Just real quick. It's just Vegas and the betting public doesn't trust Arch Manning.
Would you stop it?
Yet. And some of the betting public, which I am, don't trust Steve Sarkisian. I think
it's more of that.
We know that Florida is damaged goods right now with Lagway and Napier's situation, but they still got a physical defense. And LSU, you know, they don't run the ball effectively, and the passing game has been banged up. Rumors that Nussmeier's had an oblique all this time. But Florida was able to hang with LSU in their Death Valley.
Yep.
So for a guy to make his first road SEC start to go into Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, that's a bit rich, man. That's going to be tough.
Wait a minute. Time out. He's already been at the shoe. He's already played in front of 100,000+ on the road.
Huh?
He started the season at Ohio State. And Sark was scared to let him play.
Carl, let me tell you something about Southern fans. Their passion, their blood runs hotter. There's more noise. There's more energy.
Is there going to be down there in Florida? They're ready to run Napier out of there.
I think for Florida, this is their last chance to get all the things I just said and get some juice for this game.
I'm with you, man. Look.
3:30 start, by the way.
It's a big game for both teams for various reasons. Florida, survival. For Texas, look, if Texas goes in there and gets punched in the face, Mike, there's going to be some real questions about Sark. There just is. There already are about, hey, you got a really good team. Is your team playing up to its potential?
Right.
So this is a big game in many ways. But I got to tell you something. The Arch thing, if he goes and throws two picks, Mike, plays terrible, then the criticism will continue to build that maybe he's not that guy and is not as good. But I think he's taking a turn. We're going to find out.
And then Florida State, of course, the nightcap, 7:30, the U. It was going to be College Game Day in Tallahassee, and then they lost to Virginia. So they moved that to Alabama for Vandy. But real quick, Miami's a 4.5-point favorite. The toughest team they played was Notre Dame. They dispatched USF after USF kind of embarrassed Florida.
I like the Noles to cover. I know you're not taking it, but I do.
I like the over in this at 53.5. I think there'll be a lot of points scored. I think Carson Beck. Florida State's defense looks so shaky at times. The tackling was not good.
Oh, so you like Miami?
No, I'm not saying that either. I mean, look, this game is beyond heartbreak. You know me, Florida State flunky. But this one, I've been in person for two.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wide rights and a wide left. I hope it doesn't come down to a field goal. I think the over is the play, but this is Florida State's season right here. If you want to be in the playoff, you got to knock off the U.
All right. We got more to dive into. Boy, I tell you what, I'm really amped for this weekend. We got some good games. We got some really good games.
Pro games are kind of funky. A lot of cross-divisional and cross-conference games. Hard to get a vibe or a beat on them.
No doubt. We've got an update on a couple of injuries around the NFL. We'll fill you in on that and also recap a few things that Snit had to say on the Steakhouse today as he joined Steak and Sandra to talk about the decision of walking away from the Braves. And now the Braves have a big decision to make. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.